Loud explosions in southern Ukraine. I'm Pam Puzo, Fox News. Russia says it's taken out an oil refinery and three fuel storage facilities in the port city of Odessa as it tries to strangle Ukrainian supply lines. Meanwhile, near the capital.
Officials here on the ground say it does now appear there is evidence of a withdrawal, and that's clear by some of the images that we're seeing coming out of the Kyiv region as Ukrainian forces push back any Russian forces that remain in the area. And in fact, some officials on the ground saying that Kyiv has been liberated, but Ukrainian forces are still skeptical of this pullback.
Fox's Jeff Paul in western Ukraine. More lethal aid will be heading to Ukraine from the U.S., but is it enough?
I still think the administration is not moving quickly enough. I still think there is more we can do to help Zelensky and put him in the strongest possible position.
House Republican Mike Gallagher, on Friday, the White House authorized another $300 million in military equipment. An already trying situation at our southern border could get far worse. Next month, the public health order known as Title 42 that blocked asylum seekers will be lifted. That's expected to send even more migrants to the border.
CBP sources telling me just in the last 6 months alone, there have been more than 300,000 known gotaways, including more than 62,000 just last month in March alone. You do the math on that, that's about 2,000 gotaways slipping by our agents every single day.
Fox's Bill Malusian. March Madness comes to an end tomorrow night when Kansas meets North Carolina in the final of the NCAA men's basketball tournament. Last night, North Carolina got past Duke 81-77. Kansas topped Villanova 81-65. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Some saber rattling out of North Korea. The sister of dictator Kim Jong-un said that comments made by South Korea's defense minister about a preemptive strike against the North have further worsened inter-Korean relations. She went on to say the South may face a serious threat. A ceremony that was 2 years in the making finally happened in President Biden's home state. The nuclear attack submarine, the USS Delaware, was commissioned in Wilmington yesterday. The president was there along with the First Lady.
This latest ship to carry the USS Delaware is part of a long tradition of serving our nation proudly and strengthening our nation's security, security of the United States of America.
In April of 2020, as COVID-19 spread across the country, the ship was commissioned while underwater. That was a first for the Navy. A first for Amazon, after workers at a warehouse in New York City voted to form a union.
The landmark tally, accomplished without any support from national labor organizations, by the way, is seen as a referendum against big business for usurping too much power to the detriment of the workers who help bring in the profits.
Fox's Lauren Green. In Alabama, the second union vote at a warehouse in Bessemer remains too close to call. Some bad public relations for another big U.S. company. Applebee's has confirmed that an employee for a franchisee based in Missouri was fired after sending an email that was leaked and widely circulated. The email speculated that inflation and high gas prices and the end of COVID-19 stimulus money would force employees to work longer hours for lower pay. In a statement, the restaurant chain's chief operations officer said the email was the individual's opinion, not Applebee's. I'm Pam Puso, and this is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.